number.
Hi, Daphne, number two.
Hi, Mom, number one. I guess I'm number two. Yes, okay. I was correct on what, and I will say what I was correct about in a second when we get into the episode.
All right.
What's your disturbing fact?
My disturbing fact is quite the factoid for you.
Oh, that is it about pee?
No.
We haven't done a pee fact in a while.
I know, so. And I seriously considered locating a pee fact. However, I went a different route.
Mm-hmm.
So I went poop.
Oh, cool.
Like, I went the other route.
I went number one, I went number two instead of number one.
Right, exactly. But what my poop fact was not really poop, but it is poop, but not really. Okay, so you know what a crazy cat lady is, right?
Yep, yep. Me in 20 years. I'm looking in the mirror at myself in the future. Yes, I know what a crazy cat lady is.
Okay.
Except for probably not cats. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe dogs instead.
Okay.
Except for maybe neither, because I don't know. They're kind of a lot of work.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm a crazy dog lady. I hear that. Okay, so.
You're wearing my scrunchie.
Yep.
Okay, sorry. Proceed. I've been looking for that scrunchie.
It was in my bathroom.
Formerly known as my bathroom.
Exactly. So that should have been where you should have looked for it.
Yep. Okay, sorry. Proceed.
No, that's cool. Crazy cat lady.
Uh-huh.
Is associated with toxoplasmosis. Which
is that like how pregnant women shouldn't scoop litter boxes?
Yep, it is how pregnant women shouldn't scoop litter boxes because it's a parasitic infection that can be spread by cats and it's spread through their feces.
Okay.
The term crazy cat lady can go both ways, right? But it's...
I'm like, wait, keep going.
The toxoplasmosis infection doesn't necessarily cause people to hoard cats, but obviously if you have a ton of cats, you're going to have a more likely exposure to toxoplasmosis. And studies though have shown...
Do you think my cats have it?
Toxoplasmosis? Probably not. I don't know. Why do you think I'm crazy?
Kind of.
I'm the one that does it. But I always wear gloves. So...
Isn't it something you inhale? Like it's... I guess you're going to talk about it, but I thought it was like...
Yeah, it's airborne, but...
And they walk on you.
Poopy toes. Yes, poopy toes.
Yes, poopy toes.
Anyway.
Sorry.
It's okay. Where was I at? Okay, so toxoplasmosis, like I said, not necessarily associated with hoarding, but obviously the more cats you have, the more likely you are to have exposure to toxoplasmosis. But what toxoplasmosis can do, there's a correlation... A scientific correlation between toxoplasmosis and certain behavioral changes, including attraction to cat urine in men and potential links to...
Men are like, cat piss.
Yeah. Mental and potential health conditions like schizophrenia can technically be linked to toxoplasmosis, but it's a misnomer to just call crazy cat lady the relationship between toxoplasmosis and human behavior, if that makes sense. So toxoplasmosis and rodents. So the parasite...
In rodents?
The parasite...
My favorite things ever.
The parasite Toxoplasma gondii has a life cycle that involves cats and is... Cats are the definitive host, right? So cats shed the parasite in their feces, and other animals like rodents can become infected. And interestingly enough, when a rodent is infected with toxoplasmosis, it can cause changes in behavior such as losing their fear of cats and even becoming attracted to cat urine. So that's why men also same thing, like they can get infected with toxoplasmosis.
This is disgusting.
Right, but...
Is this what happened to RFK? Is this what the worms are in his brain?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
How often do people get brain worms? Like, how often does this happen?
I don't know. That should be your disturbing fact, not mine. I'm on toxoplasmosis. I'm on...
How often do people get toxoplasmosis?
I'm getting there. I don't know how often, but I mean, anyway.
Is it curable?
So it almost is like... It seems almost like a weird evolutionary thing, though. But it makes me wonder kind of if it's like an evolutionary thing. It's not saying that it is. But like, if you think about it, if toxoplasmosis can make a rodent lose their fear of a cat and then a mouse walk up like, hey, cat. And then the cat's like, hey, motherfucker, you're my dinner now.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. Toxoplasmosis.
I feel like it's maybe not an evolutionary thing. I feel like it's maybe... I don't know. You know how animals can get stunned, how another animal can stun another animal and then eat it?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably the same thing. It's just stunning through their pee.
Considered to be like a fatal attraction.
Exactly.
If a rodent gets toxoplasmosis and then it's like, hey, cat. Yeah. And the cat says, hey, dinner.
Right. Well, I'm trying to think of other instances, like how coyotes lure dogs and cats by trying to play with them.
Yeah.
And then they'll kill them.
Right.
But they look like them. So they're like, hey, come play with me.
Come on, let's go. And then they go, oh, come into my den. All my friends are here. We're going to have a tea party. And you're going to be the sandwiches.
Uh-huh. You're the main course.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, that's so sad.
That is so sad.
But that's what I mean. You know, like it's just their own way of calling in the prey. Sorry, I'm like thinking brain words don't really work. Brainworms. Yes, brainworms. I have toxoplasmosis.
Great. I'm just over here shutting up.
Keep going.
No, that's it. I mean, it's just that.
How curable is it? Is it curable?
I didn't get that far. Let's see.
Hi, you had one job.
Well, because I was just going to talk about the fatal attraction part and like how...
You had one job.
Ah, fuck. So toxoplasmosis, yes, you wear gloves and wash your hands. So it is through contact, not through inhalation. And the most common ways of getting toxoplasmosis are eating poorly cooked food that contains the cysts of the toxoplasmosis. So like the, not necessarily the larvae, but the eggs.
So you're eating cat piss?
Apparently. No, poop.
Oh, cat poop?
Yes, by exposure to cat feces. Well, shit, how many people get E. coli because people don't fucking wash their hands after they poop?
That's so gross.
It's so disgusting. So anyway, so yeah, you're supposed to wash your hands.
It says rarely. The E. coli outbreaks at Chipotle, and it's really just one employee who didn't wash their hands.
Right, one nasty motherfucker.
Who doesn't wash their hands. So gross.
Or know how to use toilet paper properly, that they would get poop on their hands while they're wiping.
Yep.
So all of these things. Anyway, let's just go away from that, because that's disgusting. And it can be treated with antibiotics, so it can be treated with antibiotics. And half of the world's population is infected with toxoplasmosis, but has no symptoms. And in the United States, approximately 11% of people have been infected. So 11% of United States people, U.S. citizens. But in other parts of the world, it's more than 60% of the population because of conditions, you know, and approximately 200,000 cases of congenital toxoplasmosis occur a year.
Ew.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. I just looked it up. It says it is a brain parasite. I was going to say, I thought I'd heard that it lives in the brain before.
Well, that makes sense if it causes schizophrenia and it changes behavior of things like rodents that are like, hey, cat.
Yeah, no,
when normally they're
scared of the cat.
Well, yeah, but I was looking for the word like nurture versus nature. Like it's their instinct to be afraid of predators, and a cat is a predator of a rodent.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's it. That was my disturbing fact was about poop.
Cool.
In a roundabout way.
Poop in a roundabout way. It's basically don't eat cat poop. Don't touch cat poop.
Don't touch cat poop. Don't ingest cat poop. Cat poop bad.
Bad cat poop. Bad. Yeah. Okay.
Even though the dogs really seem to enjoy it.
Ew. Ew. Can dogs get toxoplasmosis?
Probably. I don't know. That maybe is why our dogs are crazy.
Can dogs get... Here it is. My first search. Yes. Dogs can get toxoplasmosis.
Cool. I was going to say, apparently, I doubt our cats.
You can also get it from eating raw meat, though.
I literally said undercooked. Raw would be undercooked.
Well...
Because it'd be not cooked.
Well, like what kind of animal would give you that from eating it undercooked?
Well, exposure to cat poop.
That so does not make sense.
I don't know what to tell you, but let's not go 25 minutes of toxoplasmosis.
It's interesting, though.
It is interesting.
Okay, so I've been inspired recently for what we're doing today as my case. First and foremost, the new season of Wednesday came out, as you just pointed out, and you said, oh, are you talking about Bianca Barclay, the siren from, but mermaid also.
Yeah.
From the new season of Wednesday.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yes.
Siren.
And, yep. Okay. And there's the new season of,
I need a nap.
The show on Netflix, which I'm aware you haven't watched. It's called Sirens.
Correct.
That I watched. That was pretty good. I liked it. It wasn't the best show I've ever seen, but
you're
it was
kind of wincing while you said, I liked it. Like, like me with ketchup. Yeah, I like it.
No, it was good. It was, I actually, there were parts of it that I didn't enjoy.
And I don't like ketchup, so that's the...
Right. No, there were parts of it that I did enjoy, but I would say, I don't know. It wasn't my favorite show. 6.25.
Okay.
6.25.
6.25 out of 10.
Yep. 6.2.
6.25.
6.25, yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay.
That would have been fifth.
That would have been math.
That would have been math and a fifth. Yeah, so basically we're going to be talking about sirens today. And Bill, who's my dad's friend, and I got into a heated argument.
Who was raised by Ed Gein.
Yeah. He was babysat by Ed Gein and raised by him. Yesterday, I said something to Bill about the fact that he was raised by... Oh, because I said I can't English. And then he said something about being educated. And I said, yeah, you were raised by Ed Gein. That's what happened.
And he said, no, he just babysat me.
Okay.
Which isn't true because Bill wasn't born yet, but...
But it's the rumor we're rolling with, okay?
Yeah, we like it.
We like that Bill was babysat by Ed Gein.
And the evolution of that is that now he's been raised by Ed Gein.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, your babysitters kind of do raise you in a way sometimes. I partially raised them. Why are you looking at me like that? You literally said to me, hi, Vienna. The other day, Kennedy was talking about the girl I used to babysit. I went to go visit her before she's going to college. Kind of rude. It makes me feel old. She was talking about how she's so beautiful and how she could have a TikTok. And I said something about how I was so cute leaving. And then I go, clearly, Kennedy got her modesty and her humbleness from me.
Right.
That's so funny.
It is funny.
Yeah. See, so we do pass along these things to the kids we babysit. Bill, do you have any serial killer tendencies that we should know about?
Cannibalistic booby belt making skills.
Was he a cannibal?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he ate them.
So, no, but he
didn't
just
Jeffrey Dahmer.
He ate out of their skulls, though, I think, right? Didn't he make a skull soup bowl or something? Anyway, okay.
But yeah, that's pretty common, though.
Okay.
You're like, so we need to turn this off and have a conversation.
Doesn't everybody have a set of skull soup bowls?
Well, I have a set of bone spoons.
Okay.
All right.
That I got in Africa. Okay. Go back to your argument with Bill.
Okay. About sirens.
Yes.
So sirens are from...
Specifically that argument with Bill.
Yes, about sirens. Specifically that debate. So sirens are creatures from Greek mythology that enticed sailors to their destruction with their irresistible singing.
They led them into the rocks of despair.
Basically, yeah. So the most famous appearance of sirens is from the Odyssey by Homer. And
Simpson?
Yes. Sorry. Odysseus, the character, he's on a boat and after the Trojan War, and he escapes the sirens. Mm-hmm. So sirens, though, this is where the debate came in with Bill. Is it a bird or is it a mermaid? And I will deep dive into that later. But that was kind of that amongst all the other themes of sirens recently and showing up in my life has inspired me to work on this.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so sirens are a hybrid creature with the body of a bird and the head of a woman. Sometimes they have human arms, though, which would make them not bird-like because they wouldn't have wings. But they have talons, I guess, nonetheless. So one tradition states that their origin was they came from Persephone. They were companions of Persephone, and she was trying to prevent her rape. And she failed, and they were transformed into sirens, like her people around her were transformed into sirens as a form of punishment for her preventing her rape.
What?
That someone punished her for trying to prevent rape.
Oh, okay. So
they hurt the people around her.
It wasn't her punishment for... It wasn't the punishment that she put out for being raped. It was the punishment that was dealt to the people who didn't protect her or who...
I don't know exactly. It says that they were her companions. They failed to prevent her rape, and then they were transformed into sirens.
Okay.
As punishment.
Okay.
Gotcha. So, yes, they must have been the people who failed her.
Yes.
Historically, the creature is of Eastern origin. It came to Greece during the period of Greek art. And sirens, again, had beautiful singing voices. That's what the siren song is. So, yeah, they're known to, you know, you can hear them in the calm winds out on sea. And there's just all these legends, you know, mm-hmm. about them. So according to Homer, the Sirens lived on an island near Scala and Carbidus. I don't know. It's been a really long time since I had to read this book, like probably 10 years.
Okay.
What?
Nothing.
Oh, you've just made a face at me. I think I read it in 10th grade.
Okay.
Or 9th grade. I don't know. A long time ago.
Long time ago.
Anyway, between Italy, between the Strait of Messina in Italy and Sicily.
Okay.
Is where the islands are supposedly at, that they are
originated from.
No. Yes. That Homer talked about them being at.
Okay.
They wait, they're like waiting on these rocks, waiting for sailors to pass, luring them in. Then they kill them, lure men to their death.
Do they do anything with them after they kill them, or they just kill them? I mean, not literally kill them, but they lead them to their death.
I don't know. I think it's a soul collection thing.
Hmm. That seems like
but it says that where they lived is just layered with rotting corpses from their victims.
Awesome. Like I just said, that seems like a mess.
Yep. So sirens are often described as coming in threes, and that they descend from Gaia, Phorcys, Achilles, and Sterope, or one of the muses. These are Greek mythology things mm-hmm. that we're not spending a whole lot of time diving into. I'm just giving you some history on them.
Okay.
this is a history lesson right now, by the way, if I didn't already say that. So don't get lost right here. This is just some history. If you don't care about it, then you can skip forward, I suppose, until I'm talking about some stories of them. One of their most famous stories is obviously, like I said, Odysseus being lured after the Trojan War, but he kept his wits about him. He planned. He became more difficult to catch than the usual victims of the sirens. Yeah, he sailed his way out of harm. He sailed himself and his crew out of harm's way mm-hmm. because he actually told his crew to protect themselves, and they put like wax in their ears or something. Anyhoots, enough about that. Okay. So another hero the sirens tried to capture was Jason. He and the Argonauts passed on their way to find the Golden Fleece. Jason, with his musical abilities and his talented crew member Orpheus, didn't bother with the wax, but they just drowned out their calls
with their own singing.
And according to the legend, the sirens were fated to die if a mortal doesn't get killed by them. Like if they fail to bring in a sailor and lure them with their calling, mm-hmm. that the siren will then die.
It's a kill or be killed.
Yeah, I guess. But they don't always try to lure people. So I don't know.
Okay.
It's kind of weird. I don't know.
So if they try and fail, then it costs them their life.
Yes.
So their stakes are really high to try to get their victim.
Yes, exactly. So
are they immortal? They must be immortal.
I don't know. That's the thing, is I'm not positive if they're immortal or not. And I have some stories. I was going to say, if this one's going to be a little bit lengthy because it's history, and I have some stories of people transforming and all the things, but I don't have a ton of like, yes, they're all creepy in their own right, but I don't have like scary,
that's okay,
like stories happening here. But there's a lot of scary stories I have found on the internet. Mm-hmm. But I was going to say, if you like this because it's really for us, or if Lindsay and Vienna and Heather like it.
And Lindsay.
And so I said Lindsay.
You
Lindsay
said squared.
Okay. Lindsay squared.
Yeah. Lindsay and Vienna and Heather.
Yeah. Yeah. If they like it. And
yeah,
Casey.
Yeah.
I think. Yes.
Casey.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Lindsay's best friend. Mm-hmm. If they all like it, then yeah, we can do a second part of it and talk about some of the creepy, scary stories. But anyway, this is a history lesson.
Okay. So get out your notebooks.
Yeah, basically. A history lesson into something that's never been proven.
A mythical history lesson.
But anyway, my point, I don't know if they're immortal or not, because I was thinking about that. This is something I was thinking through my brain when I was laying in bed this morning, getting ready to keep working on this, mm-hmm. getting ready to like touch up the last little bits of it that I needed to do. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it. I was thinking about Twilight, in fact. And I was like, thinking about how the vampires are immortal, mm-hmm. but like Billy Black, the werewolf, Jacob's dad, mm-hmm. he's aging and he's gonna die. He's not immortal,
right?
So I don't know.
Okay, so it could go either way.
Yeah, I feel like werewolves, we've learned, are not immortal.
Well, I'll look it up really quickly if you want to tell some stories.
Well, I'm still going through this.
Okay, or whatever.
So, if you want to tell some stories. Mom's bored out of her mind, a.k.a. So I always thought of mermaids as sirens. I feel like that was my association in my brain. But my understanding is that the siren is the bird. What are you finding?
It says, in Greek mythology, sirens are not typically considered immortal in the sense of being incapable of dying under any circumstances. While they possess magical abilities and are known for their captivating songs that lure sailors to their deaths, they are often described as beings who can die if someone manages to resist their allure, as you just said.
Okay, so yes, that's the instance that they die, mm-hmm. unless they maybe get killed in another way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway. So I'd always thought of sirens as mermaids.
Except for right here, this is from the Vampire Diaries wiki fandom.
It says, I forgot about the fucking siren story in the Vampire Diaries.
It says sirens cannot die due to the deal they made with.
this is specifically Vampire Diaries.
Yeah. So as it relates to Elena and Stefan and
no, this is. Sybil is one of our names and something else.
It's just kind of a joke because those kind are like the only two people I can remember.
Damon.
I was going to say Damon, but you didn't.
You said the only two people I remember, Elena and Stefan.
Okay. And Damon and Caroline and
Bonnie. Okay. Jeremy.
Anyway.
Klaus.
Yeah. So according to.
Yeah. Aging is realizing that Klaus is really the finest one that's there.
Okay.
Or Elijah.
God, get back to sirens, lady. That was my bad. Stupid internet.
Yeah. I was like, that's like loosely-ish. But similar. I don't know. We could talk about them in a minute. I could talk about them real quick. You didn't get to that point in the story. They were cast on an island. The two girls that were like the sirens in the Vampire Diaries, they were cast onto an island. And then the king of hell, so Crowley, but not a different king of hell.
There is no different king of hell. It's only Crowley. Thank you.
Finds them.
Supernatural. All lords.
Finds them and then makes them immortal. But he makes them bring souls. But they're mermaids and they eat people, or they're supposed to be mermaids. They live in the water, so I guess they're meant to be mermaids. But they eat people, but I don't recall if we ever actually see them, like, in their mermaid form.
Okay. That's okay. Moving on.
That's that storyline, though.
Sorry.
So I always thought that mermaids were sirens, and then I learned that siren is actually the bird.
Mm-hmm.
But mermaids have become synonymous with siren because both creatures sing the siren song.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's where it became synonymous with mermaid. But siren is the bird. Okay. The siren song is what they both sing. Then now people associate siren mermaid.
Okay. I always did, too. I didn't know that they were birds. I just assumed they were mermaids.
Me either. Till I watched the show on Netflix. And I know you didn't watch it again. But they're in, like, they have, like, a bird observatory on the show. And a lot of it has to do with birds. And then at one point, this guy gets shoved off a cliff by a girl. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I saw her wings. Didn't you see her wings? I saw her wings. So they were obviously bird related. But what was crazy about that was because they were on an island.
Okay.
So that was
dual.
Yeah, perhaps.
But birds live on islands.
Birds do live on islands. There's lots of birds on lots of islands. Like there's a little, not little, it's actually a pretty large lake by us. And there's an island that has like
birds.
Yeah, I was going to say it has dead trees in the middle of it, but it has like raptors that are up there
mm-hmm.
and hawks.
Mm-hmm.
So I also saw an article that talked about sirens actually not just being seductive cannibals, but rather spirits who exist in the line between life and death.
Okay, you just said cannibals. So they eat the sailors?
I think so. Okay. I think that's, yes, they lure them to eat or to kill them or at least eat some of them. I don't know.
Little snack.
Okay, so like the ones on the Vampire Diaries, they eat the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or eat most of them or whatever. Eat most of the human. But they're working for the King of Hell to deliver the souls. So it makes sense, actually, that little tied up bit right there. But this is part of why people say this is because Odysseus says that he wasn't drawn to anything about them physically, but he was enticed by the promises of the prophecy that they gave to him.
Okay, what's the prophecy?
I don't remember, but they gave him a prophecy, and that's what was enticing, was something on the spiritual level.
Okay.
Not like they're so beautiful. The song is amazing. Let me go to you.
Right. It was the message in the song.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I don't know. I have no experiences of them, so I couldn't tell you exactly.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, people do, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was this one on TikTok, this creator who I follow, who people email her. This all she does is read other people's stories. They're crazy, wild story times. Her name is Ashley Inc. Ashley I-N-C, but it's Ashley with two E's. Mm-hmm. And she had this one where someone sent her a story talking about the guy's dad used to be a sailor, like a commercial fisherman, and met the same siren that he met. And like they both fell in love with her. Yeah, but she didn't kill them, but like they were like kept being drawn to going out there and like going back to that same spot but I don't know if they ever like physically saw her, but they could only hear her. I don't know. Weird. If we do a second part, I will get a little better of an idea of that story.
Okay.
But again, I'm trying to keep to the history here and talking about the shit. So lots of old cultures talk about them or depict them in their artwork. And so now let's talk a little bit about mermaids. Here's a quote from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. My maybe employer one day. I would love to work for NOAA. I fucking love NOAA. I think it's a great organization.
Very, very much so. Yes.
So the quote is, or the article says, mermaids, those half human, half fish sirens of the sea, a legendary sea creature chronicled in the marine cultures since time immemorable. The ancient Greek epic poet Homer wrote of them in the Odyssey. In the ancient Far East, mermaids were the wives of powerful sea dragons and served as trusted messengers between their spouses and the emperors on land. Their Aboriginal people of Australia call mermaids yak yaks, a name they may refer to in their mesmerizing songs.
Okay.
The belief in mermaids may have arisen from the very dawn of our species. Magical female figures first appear in cave paintings in the late Paleolithic period, some 30,000 years ago, while modern humans gained dominion over land, presumably began to sail the seas. Half-human creatures called chimeras also abound in mythology. In addition to mermaids, they were wise centaurs, wild satyrs. Satyrs, I don't know that word, and frightful minotaurs, but that's just to name a few of them.
Sitars?
Sitars?
You're trying to say?
Maybe.
Okay.
But are mermaids real? Question mark.
Yes.
No evidence of aquatic humanoids has ever been found. Why then do they occupy the collective unconscious of nearly all seafaring peoples? That's a question best left to historians, philosophers, and anthropologists. So that's a government agency talking about mermaids, which is just wild to me.
Because they exist.
Because there's enough stories of them that people should believe in them. Mm-hmm. However, I think you brought the disturbing fact a few years ago, right, about the mermaid was found. Didn't you do a mermaid?
Oh, yeah. But that was
debunked.
Yeah. Because remember, it was fish bones and like wasn't it like a monkey skull or something? And then
yes, I was going to say that's like a P.T. Barnum thing. Yeah. That, you know, he's the one that made the first mermaid that he was going around to like all the freak shows, making like the traveling circus. And he had the fish tail with the monkey's torso, head and arms attached. Mm-hmm. I just remembered that, though. I was like, I think you did a disturbing fact about that fossil. So now the first myth of a mermaid originated from 1000 BCE, before Christ era.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Or before current era, where the tale goes that a Syrian goddess jumped into a lake because she wanted to turn into a fish, but she was so beautiful that only her bottom half could transform.
Too beautiful to turn into a fish.
Yes, exactly.
Even though some fish are very beautiful. But anyway, I'll just let you go.
Sorry. I know. I'm like, how far are we? We're only 30 minutes into it, and we have to cut out a lot of the disturbing fact and a lot of this already. So this is going to be a quickie because you don't even care about any of this.
I do care.
You seem so unimpressed with all of this. I was like, I don't really want to talk about a true crime case just yet because of all the fucking death happening. Like, there's just so much goddamn death recently. And I was crying this morning over my dog who died 2 months ago. Like, so fucking just sad about her, just missing her so fucking much this morning. And I'm like, I just don't want to do true crime right now. Like, I don't want to talk about murder and people dying right now. It just really makes me fucking sad.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to find something else. And you're wickedly unimpressed.
I'm not wickedly unimpressed.
Let's talk about the Russian myth of mermaids.
Let's do it.
They're called the Rusalka. So the Rusalka of Russia myths are the spirits of young women who were murdered before marriage and then cursed to live in a lake in the form of a mermaid.
Jeez.
There they will sing sweet songs to entrap men in the water and drown them. A Rusalka can be released from her demonic form if someone avenges her murder.
I have so many thoughts on that.
share them since you haven't tuned in at all other than with a face of like, huh? Why the fuck are you talking about this?
No, I just... Yeah, sorry. Well, because I'm just listening. It's history. What do I have to interject? It's mythological history is what it is. So it's not even proven history. It's just the history of the mythology of the siren slash mermaid. But no, what I was going to say is if you get murdered before marriage, that isn't always the worst thing in the world. And
wow.
So cut that.
Wow. I don't know if you need to cut that. Just wow. My mom is saying basically save yourself for men. That's why I'm really trying to not be a man hater, but I feel like I've been a man hater recently.
I'm not a man hater.
I feel like I've been a man hater. They're just so easy. Like, they're just easy targets. Like, it's easy to be a man hater. They're stupid. I was watching.
It's easy to be a people hater because pretty much all people are just stupid.
I was watching Bachelor in Paradise, and Jill, who was on a season several years ago of The Bachelor and then was on another season of Paradise, she's just so entertaining. Like, I love Jill. She's just great and funny and hilarious. She's just great Bachelor people. She's not tons of drama, but she's just great entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, she's talking about how guys are stupid. And she goes, I just don't think the male species should exist anymore. She goes, I don't really understand what the point of them is. I was like, okay, girl.
Okay.
You know what you're talking about. You've been fucked over by lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Russian mermaids are slim with long, loose hair, blazing eyes, magnificent breasts. Their hair may be light brown, blonde, or green. They can assume the form of a fish or have legs like a human.
Like and the Little Mermaid.
The latter form, they will haunt forests, dance with the moon, and swing from the branches of trees. Okay, so I need to go to Russia and get killed before I get married.
So I want to live this like life. This.
I want to live dancing with the moon.
Yeah, sounds pretty epic.
And be immortal.
Sounds pretty epic.
Yeah. So often.
And be a fish.
Often they're seen sitting on the. I love eating fish. Like, I would love to just be in the water devouring different kinds of fish.
You never probably saw the movie Splash because it's so old. But Daryl Hannah and Tom Hanks, they're in it. And probably you don't even know who fucking Daryl Hannah is because she's like not relevant even slightly.
Oh, it's a woman?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So she was a mermaid. And he like found her and I don't know. It's movies ancient. Like I was little.
I love Tom Hanks though. So maybe you'll have to watch it.
Yeah, you would like it. But he takes her to eat at this restaurant and he takes her out for like lobster and she just picks up the whole lobster and just is like.
Yeah, sounds like it'd be my jam.
Yeah, no, with the shell and all.
Yeah, see, yeah. Totally my
and
jam.
And he's all like, and everybody's like looking at her.
Yeah, in Aquamarine, she eats like fucking fish tenders and like fish sticks and like gummy worms. So
alrighty then.
Yeah, I don't really know what that's about.
Yeah, well, it's Aquamarine.
It's Aquamarine. It's a kids movie. It's supposed to be a
lighthearted
yummy food, I guess. Anyway, okay, so the Rusalkas are often seen sitting on the bank laughing with their friends and the other water sprites around. The other little fairies.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes they'll visit local villages to join the dances and entice men into the lakes to become their husbands or to kill them. If you like to go swimming with the Rusalka or Rusalki is plural for them.
Gotcha.
Put fern in your hair so they cannot pull you under and drown you.
Hmm.
And some say that only witches can safely swim with the Rusalki. So we're fine. Another group of myths.
Witches or bitches? I'm confused.
Yes. Another group claims that the Rusalka are water nymphs who marry the, I'm going to butcher the fuck out of this word, which are male water spirits.
What's a wadjinaj?
So wad isn't actually there three times. It's only there once. I was just really trying to say Vajinaj. The Vajinaj. I don't know. It sounds like it could be Russian.
Vajinaj. A Vajinaj.
They always sound angry, and that sounds like an angry word. Vajinaj.
Yes. Vajinaj.
Our male spirits. That's a pirate.
You literally just did that. You're all Vajinaj.
Vajinaj. Arr. Male spirits who live in great castles under the water and can change their shape at will. It's kind of like a mermaid, I suppose.
Right, but they have a castle.
Marriage alters the Rosalka. She can go from wild and lustful to sweet and demure.
Boring.
Very demure. Very cutesy.
How demure. I like wild and lustful is more entertaining, it sounds like.
Yeah, I would say that sounds like a
although
good time.
Stressful and annoying at points, I'm sure.
To be wild and lustful?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of the life I lead already.
Oh, sure it is.
I dance under the moon. What you talking about? What?
Nothing.
Say what's happening on your brain. Say it.
Nope, I've already been in trouble for doing that more than once Say this
it.
Morning.
Say it. What have I given you shit for saying that's on your brain today? Or not me, other people.
You, because I said I'd rather get murdered before I get married. And then you're all like, oh, all right.
I didn't say anything about it. I said you think you should
keep saying it. All right, let's go. People do not want to hear this shit.
Okay, so there are many.
I want to hear you talk about sirens and wad, 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 Jeanette.
So there are many obvious links between the Rosalki and the mermaids that are Celtic, right? The Greek, all those origin stories.
Mm-hmm.
Both are beautiful, sexually liberated, dangerous. They're both descendants from goddesses of fertility and retain their characteristics. One article talks about the loose and uncontrolled hair of the Rosalka. So we like associate, I don't know, we associate... I sound like a cat that's getting ready to puke. We associate loose and wild hair with sexuality, right?
I guess. I don't know. My hair always looks like fucking loose and wild, and I don't
know if there's anything sexual about my hair either. Right?
I'm like, it's more like, whoa, what the fuck is happening there?
Right? Like, what is nesting in there?
Right.
We have toxoplasma happening, and so mice are nesting in our hair because they're no longer afraid of us. That's so gross. Okay, so the one Native American myth is called Nehuas. A long time ago, there was an Indian, his wife, and two daughters, and this is not my words, so a Native person, right? I know they're indigenous, they're Natives, but this article said Indian, so I'm just reading it for what it is.
Okay.
They lived by the sea, and the mother told the girls never to go in the water because if they did, something bad would happen to them. The girls, however, you know, rebellious, they're like, you don't want us to go swimming? That sounds like more fun.
Right.
If we do exactly what you tell us not to do.
Right.
Can relate. The sands of the shore slope away to an island. One day they went into it, leaving their clothes on the beach. The parents were like, where the fuck are they? Dad went to go look for them. He saw them swimming far out, called to them. The girls swam up to the sand, but they couldn't get any further. Their father asked them why, and they cried that the water was filled with slime, and they had grown so heavy that it was impossible to get back onto the shore. Soon after they were covered in slime, they grew to be snakes from below the waist. After slinking a few times in the strange slime, they became very beautiful with long black hair and bright eyes and silver bands on their necks and on their arms.
Cool.
When their father went to go get their clothes, they began to sing in the most exquisite tones. Leave them there. Do not touch them. Leave them there. Hearing this, the mother began to weep, but the girls kept on. It is all our own fault, but do not blame us. None will be worse for you. When you can go in your canoe, then you need not paddle. We shall carry it along.
Aww.
And so it was. Their parents went in their canoe. The girls carried them safely through the water. One day, some natives saw the girls' clothes on the beach and went looking for them. Like, looking for the girls. They're like, these are random clothes. Where are these girls? They found them in the water, pursued them, tried to capture them. The girls were so slimy that it was impossible to get a hold of them. Finally, one person, catching hold of the mermaid by her long black hair, cut off her hair.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just wide-eyed.
Yeah, I'm like, you're looking, uh-huh. I'm like,
no, I'm listening.
Then the girl began to rock the canoe and threatened to upset it and knock it over unless he cut her hair or gave her hair back to her. The guy who cut off her hair refused at first. Then she promised us she would do so. She went to go drown it in return for him saying, no, you can't have your hair back. In the native myth and elsewhere, mermaids are very threatening, as we know. So fearing for their lives, the men, this girl's like a trickster, obviously. The guys were like, okay, have your hair back. And then they got back to land and the mermaids were heard singing again. And the girl who had lost her hair when she was seen again was as long as it was before.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's another one called Salmon Boy from the Haida, which are the natives of British Columbia. That's like what that tribe, they're the Haida people up there. It's also important to note that salmon is a major food source there.
And delicious.
I fucking love salmon.
Same.
A long time ago, a young Haida boy was hungry and his mother went to go give him a piece of fish to eat. The boy looked at the fish and refused to eat it, saying it was moldy. He didn't want to eat that. He ate something else and went out to play with other kids. They were swimming in the nearby river. The boy joined them in the river, but he swam so far out and drowned in the swift current. The salmon people caught his soul and took him to the village under sea there, their village. Once in the village, the fish changed into a human form. This village was like his own houses and his own children playing in the stream. So similar, you know, the salmon village to the villages of the Haida on land is common in the mythology for this time or this culture. So when the boy said he was hungry, he was told to take one of the children from the stream to cook and eat it.
One of the children?
Yes, one of like the real life kids, how he had died and drowned, one of the kids who was still alive. He was told to go grab one of those kids and cook and eat it. There was one condition, however, after eating it, he had to return the bones and whatever else was left back to the stream. After the boy ate, he heard a young child crying. The child told his mother that his eye hurt. The salmon people asked the boy to be sure that he had returned all the leftover parts to the river. The boy looked at the riverbank, found an eye he hadn't been missing before. He threw the eye in the water and the child stopped crying. When the salmon people returned to the rivers of British Columbia in the spring, the boy went with them. He was caught by his own mother, who recognized him by a necklace he was wearing. So, you know, they can go back and forth. Like I said, he went undersea. They lost like the fish form and went back to human. She set the fish aside. After a day or two, the boy's head emerged from the fish's mouth. After a few more days, the boy became out entirely, leaving the fish skin behind. Therefore, after that, the boy became a shaman, a medicine man who taught the people the way of the salmon people. Yeah, just kind of random. When he died, he returned his body to the stream. And when he was old, he caught a strange fish that he realized was his own soul.
I like that.
Yeah. Just really, I mean, I just think it's cool.
It is.
I mean, I know that some of these stories are confusing, but they're confusing because we don't understand because we weren't a part of it.
Right. No, I like it. I do.
And there's another one, which unfortunately the site link was broken. So I only know snippets of the story.
Okay.
And I couldn't find anything else on it when I Googled it. But about twin sisters from Trinidad. And one of them was turned into a mermaid. They were told... one of them went into the water, turned into the mermaid. The other one grew older, but never actually ages. So one of them's a mermaid. The other one's old, but not aging. And the reason for their transformation was for them breaking the rules about not swimming on Easter Sunday. Yeah. So there's lots of stories of people obviously having transformations and things happening to them. But again, like I said, I didn't include any of the scary stories. So that's it. And again, if you liked it, any of this, if you want the scary stories, let me know. I can do another one with the scary stories. I just thought I would do one of history.
I like it.
I like history. So I thought it was interesting. I like the myths and the different cultural things. And I feel like they all have one thing in common and it's always about souls. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, there's always kind of that common thread.
Yeah.
When, especially when it has to do with things that aren't, I wasn't going to say not necessarily real, but I guess not necessarily proven.
Right.
That there's always kind of some sort of common thread. And usually stuff like this is going to be more tied down to the spiritual.
Right. Exactly. Well, I was going to say, like, in my own life, I don't know anything, like, I don't know any real, like, urban legends around here or anything like that. Like, grew up with any, like, urban legends. And I have friends that are Hispanic and they knew of La Llorona, you know, like, their parents threatened them of La Llorona. And so, and of course, like, you did the episode that contained the legend and the curse of La Llorona. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, things are different amongst different cultures. And I just think it's interesting.
It is.
But a lot of the things I've seen, which, again, if we do another episode on this and I talk about it again, there's like stories of them in Jamaica and Haiti and lots of different countries in Africa.
I'll bet there are.
Yeah. That like are happening today still. Like they recognize the sirens today. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
I'll bet.
Stories of people eating them.
Well, yeah, I've heard that too. But I was just going to say, just because something is historical or historical myth doesn't mean that it ever ends.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm just giving the origins of it.
Yeah.
Those were just origin stories. So we're just tales passed down.
I like it. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Hopefully you liked it.
I do.
Yeah, I hope you liked it.
I did like it.
And now I want to eat fish.
All right. Well, walk us out.
Okay. You can follow us on Instagram at That's Disturbing Podcast. That's all. You send us a DM, comment. We have a Gmail, thatsdisturbingpodcast@gmail.com. Nobody sends anything to it, so it doesn't matter. Just hit up the Instagram if you need anything, or if you care to hit up the Instagram.
Sounds good.
Or if you want to leave us a DM of a case request. Nobody sent us a case request in like over a year. It's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.